worship your name. Lord, we worship your name.
If you believe God, put the praise up on it this morning. Open the mouth and shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is not by might, not by power, but it is by your spirit. God, I thank you one more time as we feast at your table. God, you know exactly what your children need to hear. I pray that you speak to us today, Father. I stand as a vessel, Lord. I'm not even worthy to stand here. I'm only here because of your grace and your mercy. God, if you'll trust me one more time with the anointing, I'll speak to your people like never before. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shut down every attack of the enemy. We bound a strong man that hangs over this area. Every illegal attachment, the spirit of limitation, in the name of Jesus, we break them this morning, this afternoon, and we declare victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. God bless you, please be seated. It won't end in tears. Victory is ahead. Brothers and sisters, it's one of the easiest things to quit when you're up under pressure. And things are not going the way that you thought it should go. We have a tendency to want to quit. Yes. Give up. Yes. And walk away. I look at the word quit, it means to give up, to relinquish, to put aside, to discontinue, to cease from performing. Many times we find ourselves in a position when things are not going the way that it should go, to throw in the towel and to walk away. It's quite interesting in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 that Paul says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season you will reap if you faint not. Let's look at it. Let us not grow weary. Don't get tired. Don't get frustrated in well-doing. For in due season, there is a due season that all of us have. The key in this is not to faint. When a person faints, they become unconscious. They're not aware of what is going on around them. And so the writer says that if you will not faint, it's conditional. The blessing is there for you to reap it. But the key is not to faint. It's quite interesting that many times when you're at your point of breakthrough, that all hell begins to break loose. Any mother will tell you that one of the hardest pains that they have ever had to experience was the travailing pain that they were about to give birth. It's a pain that comes upon you, and the nurse or the doctors will tell you to push. Even though they tell you to breathe in and out and to push, they're not the one that is actually feeling it. And sometimes if the husband have the opportunity of being there, he will probably hold your hands and say, I quit doing this. But the truth is, he's only standing there, but it's you that is experiencing the pain. The key is not to give up, but it's to push. And the more the enemy recognizes it's like we're getting closer. It's the more he will intensify the pain upon you. Because the key is to cause you to get frustrated and to give up. It's quite interesting. The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't get agitated because of those that want to frustrate you. And he's saying it over and over, but the enemy has one desire. He comes, and this is the mission of the enemy. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. So the enemy will do just about anything to shut you down from. And one of the key things that the enemy uses against us sometimes, even before you get into service, it will cause something to happen. And when you get into the service, he uses it to block your worship. And so you just lift your hands and you're saying hallelujah. You're saying glory, but your heart is somewhere else. Now the enemy understands this principle, because the Bible says when the people gather together to worship, it says with their lips they praise, but their heart is far from me. And it says that in vain do you worship. So the key is to shut you down, that when you get into the house of God, you close your mouth and never say anything at all. But I submit to you this afternoon that the devil is not afraid of you when you close your mouth. He's afraid of people that will open their mouth and say something into the atmosphere. I've come to understand something about a worshiper. A worshiper can never be bowed. A worshiper can never be held hostage, because they know how to praise their way out of their situation. It's quite interesting that the Bible says that when the weakest, and you can't get any weaker than the weakest, and it says that when the weakest of saints get down and release, the devil will tremble. So brothers and sisters, what does it say to us? That it doesn't matter how weak you think you are, if you open up your mouth, hell begin to shake, devils begin to tremble. And that is the reason why, when you get into the house of God, you need to have a praise on your lips. So brothers and sisters, understand that you're coming into your due season, and the key is not to give up. The key is not to give up. All of us have experience, and I want you to know this morning that when you try the first time and you fail, it's not an indication that you should walk away. Why? Because oftentimes we can learn from the mistake that we make. I thank God for all the experience that I had in my life as a little boy growing up. If it wasn't for those experiences, the time that I fell, the time when I messed up, I wouldn't be the person that I am. I don't have time to ask this. I might as well tell you the truth. I was born in the church. Everything I learned it while being in church. I learned to do bad things while being in church. I learned to do good things while being in church. I fell in church. I get up in church. I never leave the assembly. But with everything that I've learned, Paul declares that no, these things are an example. I try my best not to make the same mistake over and over again. Because mistake making over and over again becomes a habit. And after a while, it becomes a part of your life. And so I've learned from the mistake that I made. Nothing is wrong with trying again. Nothing is wrong with doing it over again until you get it right. understand that the Christian faith, the Christian walk, is a daily walk. So today you failed, and you came back to the drawing board to check where you messed up, and try not to go back on that road anymore. It's a reason when you're driving on the road, and you come upon a stoplight, you see red, which means to stop. When you see that orange light, it's an indication that you should caution. But when you see green, it means to go. Every now and then, while you're walking with God, He will show you the red light and say, "Don't you dare go on that road, because that road is gonna mess you up." He will show you the orange light and say, "You gotta caution yourself, because somebody had walked that road before, and they said, 'Don't go there.'" Then He'll show you the green light and say, "It is time to go." Look at your neighbor and say, "Don't quit. Keep going forward." The next thing that you've got to learn, don't hold your life up to experience and consider them to be a regret. Don't regret anything that happened to you, whether it is good or whether it is bad. The Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love God. But everything that happened to you is a good thing. But He said all things are working together for your good. So keep it going. You don't understand it. And the Shanna is working for your good. The sickness that you've been through, you didn't like it, but it works out for your good. Because if I didn't have a problem, I wouldn't know that God could serve them. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Anybody knows Him, that He's a burden bearer, that He's a bridge over troubled water. Anybody knows that He's a shelter in the time of storm. It may not come when you want Him to come, but He will be right on time. Yes, sir. The thing you've got to do, you've got to face your fear. Every now and then, you've got to look fear in the eyes and say, "I know you come to torment me, but I'm not watching that. I'm not walking away, because I was still, rest of whom is with, throw the pillows, press and spray, with a conquering train, you've got to push ahead, on the road, because see away, the next thing you've got to do, is find that inner strength. You'll never know your strength, until you face, something that you never faced before, but the experience from you came is an indication that victory is ahead. I wonder what my preacher to this morning. Anybody believe in your spirit that victory is ahead? Anybody believe in your spirit that is not over yet? Yes, sir. Lost everything. Came back home, and the city was on fire. The one thing you've got to understand, that when the enemy comes, he comes for the kill. He wants to wipe you out. So they set the city on fire. I wonder to myself, why did they light the city? Because the houses
touches and it begins to work, the heat changes, the natural strength that you will never be what it was before. And that's what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to burn you out, that you will never be what you were before. But some of us saw the devil. He's a liar. The Bible said that when Brother David came home, the city was on fire. They took his wife. They took his children. Now understand that one of his wife's names, George, the other one means peace. So the first thing that the enemy took away was his joy, was his peace. So he came home, couldn't celebrate. He came home, couldn't rejoice, because his peace was not in the house. His joy is not in the house. And the men, the Bible says that they wept till there was no more tears to cry. Who am I preaching to? Have you ever cried till your mind no strength? Have you ever cried till you couldn't cry anymore? And in the midst of this, from a David was looking for help, was looking for support, and the people that he sought would have supported him. They said, we got a curia. What do you do when your support can't support you? What do you do when you live by yourself? From a danger, so brother Israel, bring me the Israel. Wants to kill me, but I'm so glad that wherever I am, I should call him. Come to call him. Somebody open your mouth and call it Jesus. 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 I told you before that in the midst of your trial, you've got to learn how to encourage yourself. So Brother David encourage himself in the Lord. And Brother David, as I close, the Bible declares that David hit on his knees and said, Lord, they took my family, they burned the city, but I just need a word from you. Any mama need a word from the Lord? Any mama need some direction? I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to do the wrong thing. Lord, tell me, what should I do? Lord, they got my family. Should I go after them? They got my money. Should I go after them? They got my marriage. Should I go after them? And the Lord said, pursue, which means to run after. Which means to go around and recover. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this is the day when the Lord has made everything that the enemy stole. I want it back. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, take it by source. I'm a son of a. I'm not smiling when the enemy is falling. I can't run it. Take it by source. Take it by source. I wish I had somebody up in here this morning that lead by your joy, lead by your power, lead by your dancing, lead by your shouting. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Somebody open your mouth.
Look at your neighbor. It's your neighbor. When you're going to the enemy's camp, your car goes push. high. Say, neighbor, they call you okay. You're gonna see me looking like this. This is the last time I'm walking in church with my head down. This is the last time I'm walking in church wondering where is my children. This is the last time I'm taking this breath by force. If I was in Jamaica, I would still be coming to take it. I'm in Nauvoo.
I hear the way it walks.
is here. Recovery.